Hey, I've got some exciting news for you. For nearly a decade, the Social Media Marketing Society has been helping marketers like you to keep up with the changing times. This is our private community just for marketers, and the doors are open right now. When you join, you get access to ongoing training and become part of a welcoming community of marketers who are just like you. Learn more at smmarketingsociety.com. Again, smmarketingsociety.com.
Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, your guide to the ever-changing world of social media.
On today's show, we're going to explore TikTok's new creative features, new ad tools, comment management tools, and a lot more with Kenya Kelly. If you want to understand how to benefit from these TikTok changes, then stick around. We believe that with smart marketing, you can compete with the largest players in your industry. I'm Michael Stelzner. This is the Social Media Marketing Talk Show. If you want to go deeper, be sure to check out our Social Media Marketing Society, where you'll get instant access to more than 140 in-depth marketing workshops, live ongoing monthly training, and support from a welcoming community of marketers. We have a $1 7-day trial. And if you want to check it out, go to socialmediasociety.info.
Earlier in today's show, I mentioned the Social Media Marketing Society. When you join this exclusive community, you get access to marketing training covering everything from artificial intelligence all the way to YouTube. You see what I did? A to Y, all the way across the spectrum. Every month, we add fresh new training workshops on the latest marketing strategies. Join more than 1,000 marketers who are thriving because of the society. Here's what a fellow marketer had to say. Quote, "I've been so impressed with the content of the society. It's the deep dive I was wanting. Really glad I joined," unquote, said Dina Childs. Join today by visiting smmarketingsociety.com. Again, smmarketingsociety.com.
And now for this week's expert guest. Kenya Kelly is a TikTok expert and a regular guest of this show. She helps entrepreneurs grow on TikTok. She's author of Before You Quit Your Day Job, a strategic guide for entrepreneurs, and host of the Kenya Kelly podcast. Welcome back to the show, Kenya.
Thank you so much. Excited to be here, as always.
So we're going to go over some of the big news. First is this green screen duet feature. So tell everybody what the heck this means. I think I know what green screen means, but I don't think I know what green screen duet means. So what is this exactly and how does it work?
For sure. So for many years, as TikTok has been out, you have been able to see a video, click on the duet feature and do a side by side, which is kind of like what's happening with us on screen right now. But you couldn't use the green screen feature. Now, most of us, we use the green screen feature on our own videos to have whatever we want to have behind us. But now many of us have been wanting to use all of these different effects when we're doing a duet. And TikTok just recently launched the green screen feature. So now if I'm doing a side by side duet with you, I can put something in my background or a video or something like that as I do a duet with you.
So first of all, the green screen feature knocks out the background. Is that the idea?
Yes.
And what does it enable you to put into the background?
You can put anything. You can put an image, you can put a video, anything.
So do they give you pre-stuff that you can select, or is it kind of up to you to decide what to do with the green screen when you're creating the TikTok?
So they have one screen, but it's not very pretty. But it's definitely up to us. And most people just do like anything. I do a lot of beaches sometimes, money, if I'm talking about making money. But, you know, for the most part, you're uploading your own things.
Does it do a good job with hair and everything? You know how people have different kinds of hair and all that stuff? I mean, is it really good? Would it make you look like you're actually in a different location? Is it that good?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like it doesn't like, so there's two features. There's the green screen that puts you in a different place, but there's an effect. I can't remember what it's called, but that it will actually do like, it will cut you out. But that's not green screen. That's something totally different. And it will put you in a place as well.
So when you're doing a green screen duet, what's the reason why you would both want green screen on? Like, help us understand creatively what this could make possible.
It just depends on what a person wants to do. Like if I did a duet with someone who was talking about let's just say network marketing, and I can, you know, talk back to this person in this video, but what if I wanted to show myself on a stage, or if I want to show myself on vacation? It just really depends. But also, sometimes people want to do a side-by-side with an actual video presentation of them and then them pointing at something. And with the green screen duet, you've got the thing behind you and you can actually come on screen and you can see both of them and you can point to what's happening in your video.
And for those that don't understand what duet is, maybe you could just explain what that is. It's not like you're doing something together. You're responding to someone else. Is that correct?
Yes. So someone else did a video, you saw it, you clicked on duet. Oftentimes someone would either do exactly what you're doing, like they'll mock you or dance beside you. Sometimes people are reacting to your videos. So sometimes I'll see older couples reuniting because they were separated because of COVID. And I'm looking at the video and I'm like crying and like having an emotional reaction to their video. But then sometimes I'm actually talking about whatever it is they're talking about. So if they're saying something controversial that I may not agree with, I could do a duet. And it's not mean to them, but it's kind of like, well, here's how this, this, and this, or whatever.
Do you think the duet, the cool thing about the duet is that it allows you to be able to film it anywhere, but make it look like you're somewhere cooler than you are? Is that kind of the idea?
Absolutely. I mean, I've filmed so many different, a lot of us on TikTok filmed so many different videos when we were really dealing with the quarantine. We all wanted to be somewhere else. And so we ended up seeing so many people with all these really, really, really creative places, like on the moon or at Mars or wherever people wanted to be except in quarantine. It made for really great creative content.
Very cool. Okay. Now TikTok is rolling out a preview function. So talk to me about what this is and why this is so important and maybe what you can't do right now. Obviously, I'm not active on TikTok, so I don't really know what the preview makes possible, but what is this and is this important?
Yeah, so it's not really important, but it is kind of important. So when someone creates a video and you are getting ready to post it onto TikTok, well, what the preview does is it takes away all the buttons on the side and at the bottom and lets you see exactly how your video is going to show up on the For You page. Because oftentimes, especially new creators will write text on screen and they won't really know where to place it. Because if they place it too far out of screen, then you can't really see it. Or if they place it too far down, then it's covered by the caption. But the preview feature really lets you see, okay, this is how you got everything. And it gives you an opportunity to really edit a little bit more.
Got it. So you would strongly recommend people, especially if they're new to TikTok, to use the preview feature just to make sure it looks the way you intended for it to look, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Now, TikTok has also rolled out some ads tools. So the first one is geo-targeting with Nielsen's designated market area, also known as DMA. And I did a little research on this. It's in the United States, 210 different regions. What's your thoughts on the ability to do ads targeted to a physical location? What do you think this could make possible for marketers? What's your thoughts on
this? For sure. So especially, I think this is really, really, really big for local. Now, anybody that's trying to reach a certain demographic, but since my years and change of being on TikTok, I've had so many clients that have a local business. They don't do a lot of online sales and they have not been able to actually target the people that are in their local area. And when I look at this for those with local businesses, this is really going to be helpful for them to reach their targeted demographic. But now anyone who just wants to target, let's just say the Super Bowl is in Tampa, Florida, but this business is in Arkansas, with this new feature, they are able to actually target people in Tampa, Florida if they want to, because of the feature that TikTok has created.
Yeah. And then they also rolled out lead generation ads. And what I'm excited about with the lead generation ad is it basically allows an advertiser to collect the name and email address and maybe phone number, I don't know, without the person leaving the app, and it automatically fills out the information.
Yep.
So I would imagine, especially if you couple these two things together, right? Imagine if you're targeting San Diego region, right? And you are maybe a realtor, right? Trying to target someone who's looking, maybe targeting college students coming to San Diego State University, right? Who are looking for a place to stay off campus or something like that, right? Then you could, with the click of a button, have that contact form filled out. And I would imagine that would be helpful, right?
Absolutely.
So that's kind of fascinating. I don't know if there's any other applications of this, but I'm just curious. The ads that are on TikTok mostly these days, are they mostly the bigger businesses that you're seeing advertising on TikTok because they're going across the entire platform?
No, what I'm seeing is more smaller businesses. I feel like bigger, like McDonald's, and they're running ads, but for the most part, it's usually someone with some type of smaller business or just has some type of physical product because they see the value of TikTok in general, and then they see the value of TikTok ads. I think that majority of the big brands still can't, has not quite caught up to what is actually happening on the app.
Right. Okay. So there's a bunch of new features that TikTok has recently rolled out. The first one is bulk, delete, and report comments and block users. Okay. Tell me about this. What does this mean? Why is this important?
Yeah. So I love TikTok, but it does, you know, skew on the younger generation side. And so you've got hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people with accounts, and they are just bullying people. They're just coming on and saying crazy things. They have no profile picture, names, or whatever, and they go into people's comment sections. And so what had to happen is that you had to click, go to that person's profile, and then block them. But now this is going to give you an opportunity, especially when a video goes viral. You can have thousands of comments, but this new feature will let you click on however many people at one time and get rid of the comments and block them like that. Because it's really hard once you go viral.
Yeah. And I would imagine once you block them, it should delete them off of all of your other videos too, right?
Yes, it sure does.
Everybody's going to have trolls, right? Who are just going to say something negative on every single video you produce, right?
Exactly.
And then it's got reporting of comments too. So I would imagine that's going to be important, right? Because then maybe if a certain person is reported enough, then they'll just maybe block their ability to comment, I would imagine.
For sure. Yeah, because sometimes like TikTok can't catch everything, but like right now is Pride Month, whether you're with, for, or against it, and you've got people that may or may not agree, and they're dealing with all the hate speech or whatever.
Right.
Well, instead of a person having to go all the way to their profile, they can just hit report, and then TikTok is able to like take care of all that.
Very cool.
Quicker.
Okay, TikTok launched two different things. One is called SoundKit and one is called LoginKit. And SoundKit, it seems from what you and I talked about before we started this show, is enabling music from outside creators to somehow come into the platform. What's your thoughts on this? And what do you think? It's a developer thing, but what do you think this is going to mean for, you know, creators that are music creators and all that kind of stuff?
For sure. Like when I thought about it, it reminded me of the artist called Soulja Boy. And I remember years ago, Soulja Boy, he uploaded something on MySpace, and that's how everybody found out about him. And so you've got people on TikTok that are creators or like musical artists, but nobody knows them. And they've been trying to find their way to get their music uploaded. I hear that all the time on Clubhouse and even on TikTok. And I feel like what this is doing, this is going to give them access to this is what you do and this is how you do it. Because we create TikTok videos on whatever sounds, whether it's, you know, Luther Vandross or it's Britney Spears. If we enjoy the sound, we will use it. And so I think this is going to be crucial for the artist that isn't signed with anyone.
Can anybody upload a sound right now to TikTok, or is it limited to like a database of sounds, just out of curiosity?
So you can upload any sound to TikTok except copyrighted music.
I see. So this is going to allow those musicians maybe that are more indie artists or something like that to get on the platform because it is copyrighted, right? So
exactly.
And then this login kit thing, this appears to be like, you know how you go to a website and it says login with Twitter or login with Facebook. So now there's going to be a login with TikTok. So I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, this sounds like it's a little more mainstreaming of TikTok, right?
For sure. It's a strategic advertising move, because if, let's just say Bumble, if TikTok, if you're able to log into Bumble and create an account because of TikTok, millions of people that never would have used TikTok or even heard of TikTok will now go, well, what is that? And it's going to cause, it's going to drive more people to the platform creating accounts. I think there's multiple things that benefit to this, but when I look at it as an advertising standpoint, I'm like, oh, this is going to drive millions of people to the platform that never would have gone there.
Yeah. And you know, you think of Gen Z, right? Which is that 9 to 24-year-old audience, which is the big audience on TikTok.
Yeah.
A lot of them, this is the main app that they use on social, right? So they're not using Twitter. They're not using Facebook. They're not using LinkedIn. So to have that TikTok login, I think would enable these other app providers to instantly onboard people into their app, right? Younger generation, right? And I think, I think that's going to be big for people that are trying to appeal to that younger audience, for sure.
I agree. And I was with an Instagram marketer, I think last week, and they did a poll on TikTok and they had like hundreds of people that were like, I deleted my Instagram a long time ago because they are all about TikTok. And he was blown away and he's in his 20s, but he realized, oh, people are, you know, that generation is, this is their main platform at this point. I don't think Instagram is going away for them, but there's a lot of them that said, I'm done. Mom's over there. I want to be over here.
Okay. So in-app shopping. Okay. This is something rather new. I don't even know if it's out yet. I don't even know if you've seen it, but what is this TikTok in-app shopping? What's your thoughts on this?
So I've seen it on a couple of accounts, a couple of business accounts. And what I believe it's going to be is very similar to Instagram's shopping tool, where when you post a video on TikTok, if you've got, you know, these earrings by someone or a dress or whatever, you're able to enable, I think you're going to be able to like click to get, you know, get to that particular item. But I also think that maybe instead of just a clickable link that we all have in our bio, that it may just be like their cart. I'm not sure. I was looking at someone's account and I saw the shopping cart there, but I couldn't click to get to do anything. So I think it's going to be a secondary thing to the clickable link, but I would guess that it would make more sense for people to be able to buy the thing that's in the video and they can click to get to it.
Yeah, I think it's probably going to go the way Facebook goes, which is the ability to buy right within the app, right? So not just like popping open a website, but actually popping open a shopping cart is my guess. I don't know, right? But I know that on Instagram, you know, they have their own shops, right? And you can literally transact completely on the platform. And I think that's probably where this is going to go, because as this, you know, Gen Z population in particular has a lot of discretionary income. They find something that they want to buy and they can connect their credit card to the whole thing or parents' credit card, depending on how old they are, and buy it. And then all of a sudden it's just a great experience, right? And I think this will be fascinating if this rolls out for, you know, influencers or whatever, but it's kind of a trend that I think is happening. And I guess it's being tested right now.
Yeah.
I believe in Europe.
And I think that that's smart. I remember when the first time someone bought something for me in-app shopping through Facebook, I was like in shock, like with the email I got and how it all worked. So that would make sense to do that on TikTok as well.
Okay. TikTok has partnered with Sirius XM. For those that don't know what that is, that's satellite radio, and Pandora to do some sort of a radio station, billboard kind of thing. Talk to us about what this is.
So to my knowledge, like when you're on TikTok, you are constantly hearing certain songs, right? Like in some of it's popular today, some of it's from back in the day.
Yeah, like Carly Simon and stuff like that. Like the guy that was drinking the cranberry juice. Yeah, exactly. So that I can't even remember the band, but everybody's going to tell me what it is after the fact.
Is it Carly Simon?
I think it was her. She's the singer, but she's part of the band. I'll have to look it up while we're talking, but keep going.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So what I think this is multiple things. I think on TikTok, like there's all these different sounds, these trends, these sounds that we use for our videos. But I feel like it's an opportunity to take what is happening on the For You page and sound and put it to an actual radio station, right? Like as you're listening, all you're hearing is the music that's on the TikTok platform. Now I'm sure they're going to infiltrate or whatever, but I feel like this is a place where you can actually hear the full song of what is happening on TikTok. But what I'm also seeing and experiencing is that what TikTok is going to be doing with the platform is, like I saw recently, they had Bella Porte. She's one of the newest sensations on TikTok, has a new song out and everything. She has her video and ad in Times Square where she is promoting the playlist, basically saying these are the hottest new sounds. So it was two songs she highlighted. I had no idea what those songs were, but they were on the For You page. And so it's one is highlighting a TikTok creator. Two is highlighting whatever songs that they're promoting. I don't think they're going to promote every single song, but I think that it's a way for people to hear from the artist. That's the whole artist, get the whole sound, connecting with their album or whatever, but also an opportunity for creators to be seen and heard even more in that space.
For the record, it's Stevie Nicks, not Carly Simon, and it's Fleetwood Mac. I mean, come on, Fleetwood Mac. I'm just stopping everybody who's going to listen to the playback of this, and they're going to tweet me like, dude, it's not Carly Simon, it's Fleetwood Mac. I mean, there's like, thank you, Megan. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Kim. Thank you, everybody, for commenting on that. Anyways, I had to bring that out.
Everybody's like, no.
Yeah, no, you got it wrong, Mike. Okay. You know, it's probably the same kind of era, but
right.
Okay. So we've covered a whole bunch of news today. You know, in summary, I just want to ask one last question. Where do you see TikTok going? Because they've released so many new things, right? They've got all these new ads. They've got all these new partnerships with all these ad places and with these radio stations and login and all this stuff. Like, where do you think the big picture here is over the next few months with TikTok? What do you think they're trying to do here?
I think that I think they're poised for taking over a lot of what Facebook is losing and going to lose. Because one, the whole short form video like thing is just taking off and people are still getting on board with it. I think that TikTok is going to be the go-to place for creative marketing. I think they're going to innovate and come out with even more features that we can't even think about at this point. But I do, like, right now they're competing with Instagram, but Instagram is kind of like secondary to what's happening with Reels. But I really, really, really feel like they're like Instagram, Facebook's going to lose out because of the Apple thing and all that. And I think that they are like, let's go. Let's take this to the whole new level and forcing Facebook to innovate faster than they've ever had to.
Kenya, if people want to follow you on TikTok, where do they find you? And if you want to send them to a website, where would they go?
For sure. So I'm everything Kenya Kelly. So KenyaKelly.com, Kenya Kelly on Instagram, and Kenya Kelly on TikTok.
And for those listening to the podcast, it's KEENYA and then KELLY. Folks, don't forget to check out the Social Media Marketing Society at socialmediasociety.info. We have a special $1 trial where you can try it out for a week and see if it's for you. We have awesome workshops in there on everything you could possibly imagine, including TikTok. And if you want to add another podcast to your listening lineup, be sure to check out my Social Media Marketing Podcast, which Kenya has also been a guest on. Kenya, thank you for coming on and sharing your wisdom and insights. We're better because of it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, until next time, may you all be wise with your marketing decisions. Catch you then.
The Social Media Marketing Talk Show is a Social Media Examiner production. For more social media insight, visit socialmediaexaminer.com.
Hey, just a quick reminder, join the Social Media Marketing Society today and level up your marketing for your company or your clients. Visit smmarketingsociety.com to find out more.